again, huh? God, it's always so much fun with you. Thank you for such a great evening. This was such a nice, sweet Valentine's Day. Wait, do you want to come in for, coffee? That was so obvious, wasn't it? Hey, do you even like me? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lash out like that. It's just, well, we've had 3 dates and you haven't made any moves on me. I'm so used to creeps hitting on me all the time, at work, online. What? Of course I enjoyed our dates. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm just not used to guys treating me like a lady, I guess. Okay, okay. I'll stop apologizing. Sorcery? Yeah. It's just coffee, you know? Yes, of course. I invited you in, didn't I? Come on. Make yourself comfortable. Let me get the kettle going. So, while we wait, hello, stranger in my home. Well, tell me something about you that I don't know. No, wait, something that less than 5 people in the world know. Well, I didn't say it had to be dirty. You want to confess something? Ooh, this sounds serious. Hey, only if you're comfortable though, okay? I don't want to make you... Okay, okay. I'll shut up. Confess your feelings? Okay. Yeah, I did have fun. I'm glad you did too. Uh-huh. Go on. And... Are you trying to say you like me? Oh, I love how shy you get. You can just say you have a crush on me, you know? You're really sweet. Hope you don't think I'm too forward. I like you too. Stop. I'm sorry, but before we go on, I need to tell you something. Yeah, it's my turn to tell you my secret. flushed? Am I flushed? Oh, no, not my feelings. I think you already know I like you. No, I'm all right. I want to tell you just that it's kind of not what you'll expect. Wow, I'm suddenly so nervous. So my secret is my parents. My dad is a pretty average guy. No, I mean, he's great, but he's, human? But my mom, my mom has become draining succubus from hell. Wait a minute. Why are you laughing? You don't believe me? You don't think demons exist? Well, yeah, my mom fell in love with my dad while trying to claim his soul. It wasn't supposed to happen, so she's kind of banished from hell and became mortal. Sort of. I mean, she still has powers, but she's not immortal anymore. So, yeah, I'm a half-breed. I have demon blood in me. Come on, stop looking at me like that. I'm not lying. You want me to prove that I'm a half-demon? How? It's not like I have a tail or anything. Well, yes, I have some of her powers too. What kind of powers? Well, what kind do you imagine succubi would have? We give the best mind-blowing head. We can make you come the hardest you'll ever come in your life. So much so that it'll ruin sex for you forever. And I don't want to do that to you. I mean, we might not end up together, and you'll spend the rest of your life pining for me. You'll never be satisfied with another woman. Ever again. You'll take your chances? You sure? You have to say you want this. Tell me explicitly you consent. Okay. Good. Because I'm starting to get really horny. Yes, I give the best blowjob you'll ever receive in your life. Once I get fully aroused, I'll crave for nothing but your cum. I'll suck you so hard, you'll think your soul was leaving your body. Oh, baby, your cock is getting very stiff. Let me take these off for you. And my turn to get naked for you. You like my body. So smooth, like satin. Oh, fuck. You're so hard. Feels good. My hand slowly caressing your cock. You're starting to drip. No one's made you leak so much pre-cum before. That's my power is starting to take effect. You're dripping so much now. I'm gonna stroke you lightly, okay? Make your cock all wet and sloppy before I suck it. Trust me, having your cock sucked by a demon is the best feeling in the world. With your cock going in and out of my mouth, my soft lips sucking you in so tight. In and out of my warm, wet mouth. You'll feel my tongue going round and round your cock head. Exploring every bump, every vein, licking non-stop. Round and round and round and round. Every your cock will be overstimulated. Pleasure will spread throughout your body until it's the only thing that exists. My mouth and lips and tongue edging you towards oblivion. And then I'll take you into my throat, a tight, slippery tunnel that you can't stop fucking. Squeezing around your hard cock, lubricated with so much saliva. You'll keep fucking my throat non-stop, my spit dripping down to your balls with all the wet, sloppy throat fucking noises like music. Fucking my throat in and out relentlessly until you come the hardest you ever have in your life. Explosive and screaming in ecstasy. And then I'll suck out your cum from your cock slit like sucking from a straw. Every last drop of your cum, you'll be paralyzed from such intense pleasure. Are you ready? Your cock is about to burst, and I haven't even started yet. Let me have a taste. Fuck. You taste so good. So much pre-cum. Baby. You smell so good. You're making me hungry. So hungry. Your cup tastes amazing. It's ready. Let me go get it. Here's your coffee. Here's the sugar and creamer, too. Hey, sweetie? You all right? You kind of spaced out there for a moment. The most intense dream? Oh, what was it about? You can't tell me. You sure it was a dream? Well, sweetie, if it was a dream, why aren't you wearing your pants? Hehehehe.